Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to say, as every Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, thank you so much for joining me. This show has grown just like you've grown, just like I've grown. The Reality Spirituality show, what started, oh my goodness, is it over 6 years now? I don't know who keeps count. And that is the truth. I was talking to someone the other day about how let me just get right into it, about how the people ask me, well, how do you do it? How do you do it? Listen, how do I do it is really, it's become a way of life. It's become a habitual commitment, more than a habit. Basically, it's part of, it's like getting up. It's part of you, whatever you're in, whatever you're passionate about is going to come through or not one day. And so honestly, this wanting to be happier and wanting to find answers and wanting to feel good about my life and what it looks like, and all of it is evolved over time. But one thing that there's so many things that I'm finding out, and this presidential election has really taken me to another level of understanding, awareness, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, about how important and how committed I really am to my own happiness. Because I cannot, I'm telling you right now, listen, I know who I'm voting for. And you know what, let me just get into this election really, really quickly, because I am on social media from time to time. I don't live on it, but I'm on it from time to time. And I read people that I really love respect, but posting about this election and making comments about making comments about the other person that you're not voting for, or having conversations about it, getting up, you know, as they say, getting your panties in a bunch. I'm telling you, people, it just subtracts from your happiness. Now, this election, let me just say, it's interesting because what can spark more insults, more disagreements, conflicts, accusations, you know, people talking about lies, you're lying. It happens in all presidential elections. That's number one. And number two, both of these candidates are flawed. Both of them. When I say flawed, I mean they both have a lot of aspects about – they both have aspects about them that, quite frankly, how do you choose? How do you pick? You know, it's like – I guess it's like marriage. This is what they say. You take the good and the bad. That's what I remember my mother saying forever. Hold on a second. I've got to, at this early stage, I've got to take a drink. Hold on. Not a drink, a drink. Okay, thank you. So at this early stage, where was I? So both of them. Listen, Trump, okay, fine, reactionary. Some people call him a racist. Some people call him a womanizer. and he's going to lead the world into World War III. And then we have the other one. We have Hillary, and she's just a carbon copy of Obama with more, quite frankly, more. I'm just speaking in general now. I'm not endorsing either one. Trust me, I'm not, because I want more than anything, more than this presidential election, is to feel content, is to feel this sense of peace. And then so we have Hillary with the more racial tensions, gun control, open borders, Obamacare. You know, it doesn't matter who you're voting for, because each of them, they're not perfect, just like us. The truth is, whoever wins in this election, our country, this, I say our country because I'm an American. Well, I live in America, born and raised. So this country, let me just put it really clearly, this country, the United States of America, has its destiny just like we have our destiny. Each of us have a destiny. Each of us is down a road that, quite frankly, down a road that we are supposed to be traveling. When I say supposed to be traveling, it's a divine plan. It's an order to my journey that was thought up, and everything that has happened to me, I have to say, every single thing that has happened to me since the day I was, even before the day I was born, and let me tell you even before the day I was born. Because I was adopted, and the story behind that is a woman, my birth mother, she was having an affair with her boss, okay? And so she was, but the problem was her boss was not the same, quote, was not the same race as she was. So when I was born, I didn't look like the other family. You follow my drift? So even prior to me being born, and I think even prior to that, because energy never dies. I mean, we've all been here and we're all going to go away. We're just here and gone in different form. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Energy is just there. Energy never dies. So before I was born, there was a plan to give me up for adoption. It had to come up months before, and even months before that, two people, Ralph and Marcel Norrington, were married in 1950, and years later, 5-6 years later, when they could not have any children of their own, they decided to adopt. Let me talk about something else that I was watching yesterday but one day this week. I love watching the stories about how this universe was created, how the universe was made. And there's this one story which, when I was watching it, my mouth just dropped to the floor. And we're going to get back to the election. But one story about how all of this, how this solar system was created with all, and why the planets, you know, listen, I got it. Everything has to be explained to me very in simple terms. Why the planets orbit around the sun and they just don't go flying away. Thank you for the perfect visual. There was a visual of a merry-go-round. Not a merry-go-round. The one where you're hanging by a cable. And you're sitting in a ride, but that cable moves out. So the faster it spins, the higher you go, the more you move out. You follow what I'm saying? I don't even know what the heck that ride is called. Why would I not remember that? So the faster you're spinning, the higher you're going. And you see how all of those things that are on these cables are held together, though that cable is really gravity. Now, the thing that was so fascinating is that Earth, if Jupiter has a lot to do with the Earth still being in one piece. And Jupiter is also spinning an axis, but it is so big and has such a gravity pull that there are constant meteors and boulders that are just flying through, asteroids and meteors and flying through the air in the universe. And according to this documentary, would hit Earth, we would have meteors and asteroids hitting us practically every other day or every other month, wiping out life as we know it on this planet, if it wasn't for Jupiter and its gravity, when these meteors and these asteroids come in, it kicks them out. It's like hitting them out with a baseball bat. Jupiter hits out all this extra debris that would hit our planet. It's like a baseball bat. That's what it does. That's one of the many things that it does. And if not, we would have been destroyed a long time ago. How's that for a divine plan? The plan is already set. Whoever is going to win this election is part of the divine plan for the United States of America. Who's better? Who's right? I mean, you can say, you can choose. I'm sure going to choose. But even my choices, even the one person that I'm choosing to vote for, is not representing everything that I believe. And not representing, well, let me say this, not representing me, not representing all of me. Quite frankly, voting for me represents what's best for, what do I think is best for the country. Now, let's get back to that, what do I think? Who the heck am I to think that I know, here we go, hold on another drink, what's best for this country? I can pretend to think I know, like everybody else. I could pretend to think I know, but I don't, because I don't have a clue as to what is going to be, let me just, for myself, I used to think that I knew what was best for me. I really did. When I say what's best for me, I used to have a preference. I used to have a plan. I used to have an idea. I used to have a direction. Oh, I know this is what I want. But I'm telling you, people, some of the things that I wanted or some of the things that I thought were perfect for me, or I really wanted to do that or get involved with that, for some reason or not, just did not work out. Even though I thought it would be the best, I mean, that it's usually called disappointment, you know. Oh, I didn't get the job, disappointment. Oh, I didn't get the raise, disappointment. Oh, I didn't get the house. I didn't get the house that I wanted it was my dream house, and somebody outbid me, you know, that kind of thing. Or my dream car is this, but I can't afford it, so I'm just going to get this. All through life, there are times when that happens. Am I right or am I right? I don't know about you, but I'm at an age right now, and I'm just not getting, it's just not panning out exactly how I thought or what I thought. And I don't care how many articles I write or how many books I write. If the universe doesn't want my book on the New York Times best-selling list, it's not going to get there. I don't care how much money I spent. I don't care how much money I spent editing, marketing. If the universe doesn't want it to get on the New York Times best-selling list, it's not going to be there. Let me take one of the books. This is really, I love this story with Jack Canfield and the Chicken Soup of the Soul. He said he went to over 144 publishers. 144 publishers. Do you know how long that takes? I think it took almost 2 years, maybe even a little bit longer. But you have that story of how long it took. And there's lessons in even those stories. There are lessons, hidden lessons. I'll say hidden because I don't know what they are. Why am I experiencing this? But I definitely know this. I know that whatever I'm experiencing, from financial to relationship to money to mom issues to death issues to health, whatever I'm experiencing, uncertainty, whatever I'm experiencing, I'm supposed to be experiencing it. It's part of the plan. My job is just to flow through it all, resist nothing, accept all of it, and look at the world, feel it out, feel it out. Because I could look and I can look with these eyes, but I'm not seeing the big picture. My eyes are human eyes, and I don't see the big picture, and I don't know why, and I don't get it. But you've heard the story. I've told you that when I was disinherited, when my mother disinherited me a year and a half before my father died, I told the story. For a year, she didn't speak. Another year, I didn't see her for 5 years. But listen, today, our relationship, it never would have gotten to the degree that it has. It never would have gotten to the depth. To the depth until, unless I had to change, I had to perceive, I had to grow, I had to make the shift, I had to do the work, I had to accept it, as opposed to fighting it and resisting it and why and being feelings hurt and getting angry and all of those other things that I had when I found out. I had to learn acceptance. I had to learn that even though I didn't think it was a good idea, it was a great idea. I could not have gotten to this point with her and with myself if that didn't happen. I know that. I can say that. And because I could say that, what was that, 10 years ago, because things kept happening and other things happened and just life happens, all of it, I figure all of it happens for a great reason. And let's get back to the election then. So the truth is, this is the United States destiny, whatever that's going to be. And whoever wins and whoever loses, it's destiny. It's just going to be destiny for this country. Are you okay with accepting destiny for this country? Let me just say this. These elections, politics, people having opinions, voicing public opinions, is so divisive. It divides people. And people are divided because there's no acceptance of the other. I can't even accept a grain of sand of the other person. I mean, that's the vibe I'm getting from you know, putting it out there or looking out there. One of the reasons I don't give political opinions on my posts, but I actually am going to have to post this article that I wrote. It's about this election. It's 3 pages. I'm going to have to post it because it's not about choosing. It's not about which candidate is right or wrong. It's about accepting that it's all part of a bigger plan. And then what I had to really let go of, because I did it too, looking at the other one and, oh, they're so fill in the blank. Listen, I could say liar for both of them, right? But how to let go of what happens and realize that whoever wins it, it's still the fate of this country. It's still the fate of what's going to happen is eventually going to happen. I know I've said it a million times, but the reason why there's so much divisiveness is because people are not accepting of anything other than their own point of view or anything other than what is important to them. What is important to me is not going to be important to everyone else. I'm talking about myself. It's not going to be important to anyone else because I look at the world differently. So there are going to be a few people, but really putting myself, personalizing this election and saying I'm speaking for how I had to find peace with this, is no personalizing it. Is really just analyzing it. It's like a business. You know, there's a difference between doing business and mixing business with pleasure, meaning mixing business with personal. You know, those don't mix, or they can mix, but it's really about just a business decision. And business decisions feel differently than this election to me. It's more than just making a quote-unquote business, and I'm really talking about an energy that you're emitting. You're like, and I came up with, it's just a business decision. So either you personalize your business decision, and when you personalize it and you make it about things that are important to you, then you're going to find that if it's not important to your candidate, well, then you're going to take it personally. And you're going to find whoever fits your personal preference. But I can't do that making this decision. It's got to be a business mindset. Because the business, for me, keeps the whole situation. I'm still detached. When you attach and you are invested in an outcome, if the other person wins, people, you're not going to be too happy. But you don't. It doesn't have to be like that. It really doesn't. When you accept and let go of the fate and the destiny of this country, whatever it's going to look like, I can't say this is going to be better or it's going to be worse. How the hell do I know? But let's get back to accepting other people and their point of view and who they are, because we already know ourselves. But this accepting other people, and especially if they're different, you know, you're a Democrat, I'm a Republican, you're a Democrat. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I look out there, it looks like war, people. What is that? One of the things that I've had to stop doing, and this is only in my personal life, is I don't talk about any of this in public. I mean, I've actually tried a couple of times just to kind of get a feel of people's sense of how are they, you know, how invested, and people are really invested in this. It's just, I'm not concerned or worried, because that's one thing, things that I don't do, but the investment, the personal investment, will have its effects on you, and some will say, I don't mind, I'll be affected, I'll be disappointed, I'll be upset, you know, for a little bit, and then I'll just move on. Well, I'm saying you don't have to be that disappointed at all in the first place. If you're accepting and you're really okay with, and not really okay, and you really understand the bigger picture and a divine picture, and then you know that what you see is not what the universe sees, and the universe is looking at this differently. The universe is looking at it differently, like the universe is casting a vote. But anyway, but it's true. Here, before, after, or during. You ready? I'm quiet. I don't share my opinion with anybody else. Somebody asked me, trust me, I'm going to be on the same side as whoever they're voting for. I don't need anybody to know my opinion. My ego doesn't need anybody to know, or me to be, doesn't need anybody to know what I'm doing, how I'm feeling, or what I'm voting for, or who I am. And that's an ego. I'm telling you, this ego world is so tricky and so interesting because it will convince me of anything. This is why I'm voting. This is why I'm not voting. This is why I can't vote. Anytime you look and find fault with anybody else or anything else or any other party, you're finding fault. Bad, they're bad, I'm good, they're, you know, they're on the wrong track, they're racist, they're anytime, whatever. You're dividing. You're actually adding to the division. When you divide, when you're divided, you're adding to the division of this world, of this country, of this global community. Oh, hold on, I have to take a break. It doesn't matter who you are affiliated with, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Peace and Freedom, Constitution, Tea Party, Green Party. I have to accept them all and not only accept them, realize, just like the universe, realize that these people that I'm accepting are on their own journeys also. So what are you contributing? How are you contributing? Are you exhibiting impatience, irritation, disdain for the other people, judgments on other people that are not like you? Let me just talk about me. Like me? Not anymore. I can't do both. I can't look at somebody else and find fault with them and still be happy about it. Not only not be happy about it, I'm not an example of the universe. I'm being a herd animal. Yeah, I said herd animal and doing what everybody else does and reacting. This thing about reacting, who says you have to react a certain way when things happen? You know, someone yelled at me this week, and this is really interesting, this relationship that I've had with this person, probably over 20 years. And let me just be full disclosure here. He used to be my quote-unquote, I never even said it but out loud, but boyfriend. But he was a boyfriend who, hold on, I never even liked him. I never even liked him. But during that time in my life when I was, I think it was in my 20s. No, early 30s. No, hold on a second. Maybe that was late 30s. It doesn't, anyway. I knew I didn't like him. And I stayed in the relationship. And it was a constant battle. It was arguing. It was conflict. It really, really what it really was is each of us trying to prove to the other one who was right. That's all it was. The whole relationship was trying to prove to the other one, no, I'm right. And we could not have been any different. But we were alike in another way. We both knew we were right. And we both liked to argue. And we both liked drama. And we both liked on and off. It was, you know, look and being and staying in it. Why did I stay in it? Listen, I couldn't have gotten out of that relationship if I tried. Don't think that I didn't. I'm done with you. I'll never speak to you again. Click. Hang up the phone. You know how those kind of things go. I'm not talking about anything nobody else has been through. But looking back on it, and I still stayed in contact with him off and on. And now, the things that this guy, and let me say this person is the same. And now when I have conversations, and I still have them in my life, because the universe, when I say this, listen to my intent, listen to my words. The universe had the intention of me mastering somebody, disagreeing with me, somebody being that close to me, somebody really basically telling me I was wrong, I was off, I'm full of crap, and say, okay, you're right. It took, how many years? I don't know. It's at least over 20-something years. And I'm telling you, you know, buttons push. Somebody says one word. And I keep telling you, people, if you have buttons pushed and you're acting or reacting based on what somebody else has said, and you have a reaction to that, it's you have, you know, those are your buttons. And it's up to you to get rid of your buttons. So the other day, I like to text him. He really has a lot of information. He's really a very handy person. So when I have things around the house, I just text him, hey, how do you A, B, or C? Anywho, he doesn't like texting, so he called me. And the way that he talks is just so, it's very, what's the word? It's very, he barks. He's a barker. He's not a talker. He's a barker. Well, in those days, that used to bother me, a barker. Well, how can you bark out talking to me? And he didn't wake up in the morning and say, good morning. It was always, you know, grumpy. But I had my issues too. But accepting him was one of my biggest challenges, but mastering the whole thing is one of my biggest accomplishments. So we're on the phone, and I was telling him about retiring and selling the house eventually, maybe in less than a year. And so then he says, well, you know, a bubble's coming up. You know, we're having a housing bubble, and you know, you got to plan for it now, and you better sell it earlier than later, because the house. And he's really very, very smart with finances and stuff. I'm just the opposite. And I'm listening to him, and I said, he says, you know that, right? You know that you're supposed to be selling in this particular time. And I said, not really. I said, you know what? I've given up trying to work this stuff out. Whenever I sell the house, is going to be the right time to sell it. I'm going to use my inspiration, but I'm not going to be sitting up here planning and plotting, you know, the exact month when the interest rate is going to be the best to sell my house. Now, I'm laughing because to a lot of people that's important, and I'm not laughing that it's not important, but it's just not important to me. I really said that, and I said, I just let the universe drive now. Whatever I'm inspired to do, that's what happens. And he's, oh, well. Because he's really dealing with a different person. Kind of confusing. And then, what did he say? And then I said, I was telling him I was retiring, and I said, yes, I'm taking off a couple of days until my retirement. He says, well, aren't you contradicting yourself? Taking off time is planning for the future. And that's exactly, and he actually said, aren't you, you know, no, he didn't say, aren't you contradicting? He says, you're contradicting yourself. Now, back in the day, if somebody told me I was contradicting myself and I knew that I wasn't and I had an explanation, I would sit there and say, I would actually have said, well, no, I'm not contradicting myself, and let me explain to you why. This time, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, I said, you're right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the statement. My ego is not going to play in it. My ego is not going to decide what I say and when I say it. So I just kicked the ego to the curb and said, you're right. Then we kept talking, and he said something. What did he say? Because I can't just tell half of the story. When I was telling him I'm taking off a couple of days during the week till the end of the year, he says, well, that's planning. You're contradicting yourself. That's planning. He says, oh, so you're doing just a mixed bag of you're just, what he said, mixed bag of decisions. So sometimes you make a decision this way, and sometimes you make a decision that way. You're just doing a mixed bag, right? And I said, after I swallowed, after all, I was about to swallowed the ego, and I said, yeah, you're right. I don't know, but that I had a celebration that day. Because being able to let go of what anybody says to me, how anybody says, is huge. And that's including these people that are running for office. But even more than that, you are in charge of what you exhibit. You are in charge of your emotions. You are in charge of getting pissed off or getting irritated or getting angry or having disdain for somebody else or anyone else. What's your perception of the country? What is your perception? Do you see this United States having enormous problems? Let me just go a bit further. Do you see the world having enormous problems? Or is your perception of this country and of the world that, is it perfection? Whatever you're perceiving that this country or the world is or whatever you perceive is what, I don't want to say it's not even my line. Whatever you perceive is what you're going to believe. And that's the beauty of all of this. You have control of your perception. So if you perceive something happening, I don't know about you, but if I looked out into this country and I saw problems and I looked out into the world and all I saw focused on and I thought the world was just massed with a lot of problems, I wouldn't feel good about that. But when I look out and I see, yes, things are happening, yes, I'm not going to try to understand it, but it's happening. This is happening, that's happening, but I know that there's a reason for it. I know there's a higher plan for it. I know I'm staying out of the universe's business. And I'm going to say, okay, universe, even though I don't understand it. Okay, I'll accept it. Your candidate for this position, who you're going to vote for, really just depends on your perception and your life experiences. There's no right or wrong candidate here. Experiences and perceptions aren't right or wrong. They're personal perceptions. That's why acceptance is so crucial. Is a crucial element of peace of mind. You know, I remember watching Jerry Springer for the first time. I mean, that was years ago. It's probably over 25 years ago. And I remember my son was still living with me, of course. And I just remember being shocked. I remember watching it and really my mouth hanging open for the first time on TV. This election is just like that. It's the World Wrestling Federation reality show. And so that's what's happened with this whole evolution. It's not these people that are at fault that this is the way it is. It's been a culmination. It could have been predicted with the first Jerry Springer show. You follow me? This campaign is a reflection of the climate of this country. But the climate of this country depends on the individual, each individual. So my first bit of advice is just to be quiet and not talk about who you're voting for or why you're voting for it, why you're voting for them. It just quiet. And if you find you can't be quiet, you know that your ego is in charge. For the other things that I have to do as far as this watching this election or paying attention to it, it's letting go. and focusing on what you can control and what you have control over. And remember, if something's happening, it's supposed to be happening. And that goes for this election, too. Everything happens for a reason, whether you agree with it, you accept it. But it's really about us detaching from all outcomes. You want to be happy before, during, and after the election? I know I'm going to be. Is it possible to feel good about this country? Yes, because I'm going to commit to myself and to everyone else that I encounter. The commitment and the intention is just to have that energy that is going to bring more peace. So I know if I'm looking out, finding fault, making judgments about somebody else that are not favorable. And the only reason why I can make judgments about anybody else is because I'm still judging myself. Once you let go of judgments, and once you let go of attachments, and once you let go of looking at somebody else and finding fault or being critical of them, all of that behavior is going to cease to exist. When you stop judging self and you stop criticizing self and you stop finding fault with self, you're not going to find fault. You're not going to criticize. It's going to be impossible to do it with anyone else. There's a person that I just met probably less than a year, and I really, really, really like them. And they're just, and let me say, when I say I like them, I like their heart. And it's their heart, I could feel their heart. This is so good, such a good, I fall in love with people's hearts. Kindness. And honesty, that's what I fall in love with, people that are honest with themselves and that are kind. It's really very simple. And accepting of me, not being critical of me. Those are huge. And this is what I wanted to say. And this person does not match any of my beliefs at all. We are such the opposite. Oh my goodness. I wouldn't have bigger disagreements. I mean, I've heard different philosophies about what's happening in this world, in this earth, and trust me, I don't agree with anything. But it's not about that. It's about acceptance, and it's about acceptance. And if you're honest and you have this huge heart, and if you're kind, I can accept you, including all of your judgments and things that are wrong. No, I'm just kidding with that. Or not wrong, but are just your own, your perceptions. When I make a decision, it's not my decision. It's a decision made. It's a decision that's been planned. I can think, I can say, my ego can say, oh yes, I made that decision. But this journey is really about navigating and strategizing and walking on that path to peace at all times, not just sometimes. Who you're going to vote for in this presidential election doesn't matter. Who wins doesn't matter. What matters is, well, here we go. I was going to share with you what I think is important. What I think is important is what I am bringing to this country and what I am sharing with this world. That's what I think is important. But everybody's not going to think what I think is important is important. Get it? Everybody's not going to think what I think is important, and that goes for all of us. Whew. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much for listening. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's R-E-B-E-C-C-A NORRINGTON.com. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com if you've enjoyed the show. And who knows? I had a few people in the queue, but nobody wanted to chime in and chat today. But go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality on Facebook, and like the Reality Spirituality Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You are here to grow. Your purpose is to just be, not do, just be, and flow, and accept, and trust, and let go, and surrender. That's your job. Growing, changing, always be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey, people. It is about the journey. It is about looking in the mirror. You're the one with all the answers. You're the one with all the solutions. The universe will inspire you and guide you when you're quiet and you listen to your direction and have patience and trust and let go. The only reason why you're worried, the only reason why you're concerned, the only reason because there's no lack of trust. Whose fault is that? There's no fault. When it's time, it's time. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers.